אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10.
We are reading from the study of Ten Sefirot, part 6. The Ten Sefirot of Nikudim, the chapter of cause and effect, item 32. You can ask questions on Cop TV. So, item 32. Now we shall explain the connections of cause and consequence in them. The first is the connection of the two heim. They extend from the Harat lower nine of Sag, which are Bchina Bet and lower Hay, into Kelim of the inner Nehideak, being Bchina Daled and lower Hay. Two, the second is the Itkalilut of the Masach from the Reshimot of the two Parzufim. Sag and Nehideak, they too extend from Harat Sag to the Kelim of Ak Hapnimi. The third is the Zivug that was only on a viut of the first hay. It extends because the Reshimot de Sag is the principal, and the lower hay, the Nehi de Ak, is the subordinate to it, connected to Sag through its illumination to Nehi. Four, the fourth is the descent of the Masach to the place of Tabu. It extends by the force of the lower hay contained in that Masach, and the connection of the Heim begin from the Tabu De'ak downwards because of the Itpashtut or Sag there, and not from Tabu upwards. The fifth is Rosh of Aleph. It extends from the Itkalilut of the Masach in the Aviut of Rosh. Hence, as it descends below as well, it first elicits the Pchina from below upward, which is like all the Partsufim. The sixth is Rosh Habet, called Gar de Nikudim. It extends from the Achap that departs from the Rosh Aleph. Seventh is the exit of Bina, Zeran, Bin, and Malchut from all the degrees. It extends by the force of the lower hay that was connected with the first hay, and the first hay receiving the tzura of the lower hay that creates a zivug de nigve naim and Bina and Zond exit from the Rosh, and similarly to all the degrees. Again. Now we shall explain the connection of cause and consequence. The first is the connection of the two heim. They extend from the illumination of the lower nine of Sag, which are Pchina Bet and the lower hay, into the Kelim of the inner Nehi De'ak, being Pchina Dalet and lower hay.
Shoalim.
Asking. And now we shall explain the connection of cause and consequence in them. The first is the connection of the two Hein, Bina and Malchut. Where is this from? They extend from the illumination of the lower nine of Sag. Why the lower nine of Sag? Because Tamim of Sag is where there are the Gimel of Itlabshut. When Gimel of Itlabshut emerged, all the rest belongs to Bina, and then they can emerge downwards. So from the illumination of the lower nine of Sag, we can have Pchina Bet and Pchina Dalet there together. Pchina Bet and the first hay, but it's mostly Bina, which when it comes down, it fills the Pchina Bet into the inner Kelim of Nehi of Ak, which are Pchina Dalet and the lower hay. What is he trying to say? Nekudot Sag. There was Tamim de Sag, from Pe of Sag until the Tabur. Everyone is hearing. From Pe to Tabu of Sag, the Tamim spread. They begin to purify. In the purification, the Pratsuf of Nekudot comes out. Gimel Vitlamshut, which is the illumination of Chochmah, already disappeared in the Tabu. There's no more, only Chasadim. Chasadim do a Zivug Avaka. How does Sag do a Zivug Avaka? in order to have all its nekudot to happen, it's clear, because he does it on his own. But other than that, we say that all those patsufim of nekudot, which are now emerging, are bina, bet, bet. This is true bestowal. And they want to bestow. Who can you bestow to? To Nehi Avak, which is the Malchut, the lower hay. How can you bestow? As usual, Sag raises its man to Ab, Ab raises its man to Ak, to Galgalta, Galgalta to Insof, and in short, everything starts again to be in Insof. And what occurs in Galgalta now is a zivug occurs between Sag and Galgalta. In order to fill Galgalta, Nehi of Galgalta, with what Sag can fill her with. And in Galgalta, a filling occurs. She makes the zivug avaka according to the man that arrives from Sag. Otherwise, how can Sag go below Tabur and to fill the Barsuf of Galgalta? What is it? We're talking about some kind of imaginary place or in desires. It's desires in Galgalta. So Galgalta needs to get involved with this. She receives from Sag its desire and implements it. Meaning she does a zivug avaka in her rosh, Galgalta, in order to fill its nehi with man that she received from Sag, from Nekudot of Sag. And thus she fills her nehi. And then in Nehi of Ak, in Nehi of Galgalta, spreads there, except for the light of Chasadim that was there before, which was Vak. Now a greater light spreads, the light of Bina. And then it's considered that Bina is connected with the Malchut. And Nehi of Ak of Galgalta intermingles with the light of Sag. What, did you ask something?
What, she doesn't know that she needs to leave the Nehi empty? The Nehi were empty. It's the same Patsuf, right?
What's empty? The Nehi of Galgalta were not empty. Nehi of Galgalta were filled with the light of Chasadim. Well, you can't receive there the light of Chochmah, but Chasadim, yes. Where is the light of Chasadim there from? By me not wanting to use the vessels of reception, extends to me a much lesser light than the light of Chochmah, but rather the light of Chasadim. Where is it written so? In Pticha. About Bina.
And now suddenly Sag comes and causes
that there's the addition of the light of Chasadim now. Because Galgalta did not want to fill herself with the light of Chasadim. The light of Chasadim there is Vak. It's from adhesion. That's how it's there. That I want to be in dvikut towards, with all my might, even the force that I don't want, that I can't receive. That's nevertheless the light of dvikut. It's a pleasure. I come to you, I receive a little bit of your nourishment, but all the rest, no. But by that, I am in dvikut with you, in adhesion with you. I want to do everything. But if I take something, it will be in order to receive, I will no longer be in you. I'm already differentiated from you. Therefore, the light that fills Nehi of Galgalta with that light that she receives from Tabur to Siyum is a light of Dvikut. But Chasadim, Vak. Vessels of reception, it's not that it calms them down that This is what I'm capable of doing in Dvikut, but I'm in Dvikut. And I have even more potential onwards, the ability to advance. I did all that's possible. Now, another light comes. Because in Sag, the light of Chassadim, is a light that this Parzuf draws. It's not that it's rejecting. It's not that it doesn't want. It attracts it. This light of Chassadim is completely different than the light of Chassadim, which is in the Yavak. It's a light that this is what I bring to the world. The light of Chassadim. The ability to be in adhesion with my kilim. Meaning this is my form of work. How can I give you an example of this? Let's put it this way. If a great person that comes to be hosted, so he has to sit and eat, and let's say he refuses somewhat. He says, I have a problem with my stomach, I have a problem with my health, I can't, something like that. So nevertheless, there is a certain filling. He remains adhered only from a lack of kilim. Sag comes and says, I, according to my kilim, am willing to receive it all. My kilim are kilim of bestowal. I receive pleasure. Bestowal is pleasure. I receive this pleasure. I do about it as the Vogavaka. I stand above my will to receive. I do a favor to the host. Only to the extent in which I can, am capable, according to my ability. But I do. Certainly it's not the same light of Chochmah that's in Gilgal Ta'inab, but it's pleasure. And there's even, other than this pleasure, there's even though the fact that he's unlimited, in the light of Chassadim there is a certain excelling of its own, a certain uniqueness. That's why Sag, when it does Zivugavaka and fills Neyavak through Ab and Nelgalta, it adds the light of Chassadim there in practice. That's already Gar of Chassadim, perfection. I don't feel that I am neglected or shut off. I feel myself saying, no, I bestow with all my kilim. I have nothing more. They're the great ones that are doing like this. I'm smaller and I can't. But with what I can, I do. Just like with the little child where he comes to the bigger ones. So they give him a plate with fruit, with all kinds of things, maybe some kind of lunch meat or something like that. They give him something. The others are drinking whiskey, eating ducks and who knows what. And he... Well, so that's him. That's why we shouldn't look down at this. What does he cause for this? He causes a stimulation for Nehi of Gelgalta. Where if there is nevertheless someone who is in Chassadim, and this is his work, and he's satisfied by this, and feels pleasures by this, then beyond Dvikut, even where similarly he was bestowing through him, it still stimulates the Galgalta. And what she does, the second restriction. Why? Because you have a parzuf of that's bestowing towards you, and in this parzuf, there's also such desires that are enjoying bestowal. They feel perfection in this, and Neiv Ak does not feel perfection in this from within itself. And then there's a clash between them. And therefore, Malchut, which restricts itself to the degree of Bina in Nekudot of Sag, she says, very good, I am respectable for these things, but to me, this is unacceptable. My desire is more than yours. I cannot suffice in it.
So she doesn't want not reception, and she stopped in Tzimtzum Aleph, and now she doesn't want to bestow.
Not reception doesn't want, because she has to be in adhesion. There's no question about that. But she cannot be sufficient with, like Nekudot of Sag, where they bestow. She cannot be satisfied by that. She has no satisfaction for that. And she doesn't agree to restrict herself to the point where there's no satisfaction. That's what she has Malchut for. Therefore, the Partzuf, Nekudot of Sag, is divided to Gelgalta in Enayim and the Chab. Where in Gelgalta in Enayim there's perfection, and in Achab, there's no perfection. Achab of Nekudot of Sag received Bchinat Dalet from Gelgalta. They were impressed by the fact that just like they are, there can never be creation, correction, greatness, bringing contentment. It's just like the bitush of Pnim in Makif. I received all the way. More than that, I can't, because beyond that, it will be in order to receive. So I depart from there. Why do I depart from there? To not be... I won't reach creation, won't reach the end of correction. Can I stand like that in the middle? On my behalf? Yes. But on the side of the thought of creation? No. Where I agree with the Creator? No. Therefore, adhesion is always with the Creator. Where I'm starting to seek, He begins to obligate me to begin to depart towards there. It's the same here. Because each partsuf is maximum to bestow, and maximum to bestow is to be in the end of correction. So what happens? He sees that nothing remains for him. Just to divide this partsuf to two parts, and then to bring correction. One for the part of the first, and one for the second part. The correction of the first part, there is no problem. It's delighted in mercy. It will be sufficed with what we have always. But the second part is problematic. Also, Galgalta can't fill it, so who will fill it? Whoever fills it will be in the end of correction. But how? Because if Galgalta won't be able to want to fill in order to bestow, how is it possible? That's why a person is needed to break and be included by Bina and Malchut, and then Katnut will be in Bina, and then Gadlut will be in Malchut, and thus it will be done from here and from there and from there, from here, the work. Just as he says that the king wants to transfer his treasure one by one like this. And that's what we do with these zigzags in the ascents and descents. That's it. What will I do? There are many people and we have 1 minute. Who was there? Well...
It's as if the Nekudot of Sag can appreciate what Nehidak don't have. It's like there's no change in the light, but there is in the attitude, the quality of the Paltzuf that gives.
I'll tell it this way. We once went to a meal, and you and I were given the same thing, a general meal. We saw that we can't. You in one thing, I in another. Next time we're going, it's like we're inviting in advance. You're going to go for Katnut, and I'll go with Gadlut. Why is this good? From here onwards, we have divisions, according to the degrees of Aviyut, according to the degrees of the Reshimot that will then rise from this, from the shattering. And then the Achap of ascent will be in incorporation. This is the beginning and the preparation for many actions and the division of them. This for this and this for that. This in order to bestow, this is in order to receive, in order to bestow, and all in the ascent of Achap of ascent, where we correct the strong Galgal Te'enayim, strong ones in the world of Atzilut, all the rest, in ascent and descent, it's a little added here, a little added there. You need to incorporate yourself there. You with your plate of the child, and I each time add something to it. Until you eat everything. Or like Rabash says, with the cake and the whiskey. The multiplication, the adding of actions. By doing that, we come to the multiplication of actions. And that's how the work happens. And in our work, we need to agree with this. That only through the increase of actions, a penny and another penny adds to a great sum, and we can come to a correcting session. You can't do it any other way. Because you have to constantly realize the quality of the Creator, implement it, grip it, and realize it again. And then again. You're allowed to eat the cake, but whiskey, that's above the reason. It's only somewhat. We will learn still how capable we are of ascending and how our descents are measured precisely, so that we will be able to, by that rise in the ascent and slim incorporation in order to absorb a little bit more whiskey. L'chaim, to our health.
And let's sing a song together.
Israel, ישראל מגלים לא מהטירוף לא מתוך הדוחה ולא מתוך שאלה